Hello and welcome to this bonus episode. This is a follow-on from what I shared on Friday. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, definitely go and check it out because this is sort of building on that. The four key things that I spoke about in the episode on Friday are around the people that you work with, the purpose or meaning that you attribute to the work that you do, the impact or the legacy that you want to leave behind, and then the importance of working to your strengths. The two bonus aspects that I want to talk about today are this concept of guided autonomy and balance. So guided autonomy, first of all, is we often think that if we just give people autonomy to get on with it, then it's okay. And they'll just get on with it and they'll just do whatever it is that they need to do and they'll figure it out. But if you've ever been on the receiving end of a boss who's quite laissez-faire, and I have been on the receiving end of that kind of boss, like very lack of direction, there was absolutely no guidance provided. You were just sort of, and it wasn't even sink or swim. It was just sort of, we'll let you get on with it there because you can figure it out. And then on the other side of the autonomy balance, if you like, so the other side of autonomy is this idea that you don't have a sense of choice and control over what you do and how you do it, and you're being micromanaged. So having too little autonomy is really bad, but also having too much autonomy is bad. And you need to have someone to set really clear expectations and provide that guidance. So expectations around the time that something is going to take, expectations around the quality that is expected for delivery. So is that going to be delivered internally, externally? Is it going to someone quite senior in the organization if it's internal, and therefore it needs to be at that kind of higher level as well? Having a think about whether you have that necessarily level of autonomy. So are you getting frustrated because you're being micromanaged, or are you getting frustrated because you don't feel like you have enough clarity on what the expectation is on the role? And there's no shame in that. I think sometimes we don't want to ask because we feel like we're encroaching on someone. We feel like we should know the answers to this, but oftentimes priorities change, or the expectations might change, or you're being asked to do something that's actually out of the scope of what you're supposed to do, but you just need to get clarification on, okay, so if I do this, does this then become part of my job, basically? So if I think about, again, you know, this laissez-faire boss, and then I also had a boss who micromanaged me completely, and he would check my calendar to make sure that I was basically back to back with work, or to check how much work I had on, but that is not how I manage my work. So without any sort of conversation, he would just pile on additional work to me without any sort of discussion whatsoever. So I've had several micromanagers in my time, not the only type of bad boss that I've had. But have a think about that for your own situation. Are you getting the right level of autonomy? Do you need more freedom to get on and do the things that you need to do? Are you really clear on what it is that you need to do, and you just need the freedom to get on with it? Or do you need more guidance around what it is that you need to do in terms of the time it should take or the quality that is expected to be delivered? So that's the first bonus, guided autonomy. The second one then is about balance. And I use the term balance because it's the common term that people use, isn't it? You know, people talk about work-life balance. We don't talk about work-life fit or work-life integration, but it's something that's important to recognize. And the reason I'm bringing it up on this bonus episode is from a conversation that I had with someone recently, in which we talked about, we wrap up a lot of our worth in the work that we do and the amount that we produce and how much we achieve. But if you separate those two things, then it makes things a bit easier to build in the balance that we need in our life, because we need that sense of balance. And when I talk about balance, I mean it's taking breaks, it's being able to switch off from work, it's being able to enjoy your weekends, it's going on holidays. It's all of those things that we need to have a healthy life, essentially. So if you think about how you perceive your work and whether or not you're working way longer hours than you should be, and I say this from the perspective of someone who hasn't got it all figured out. I'm not preaching from this pulpit to say I have all the answers. I don't, because this is something I really struggle with as well. I really enjoy what I do. It brings me a lot of fulfillment. And my current life circumstances mean there's not a lot going on in the evenings. So it's very easy for me to keep the laptop open, to keep working. And know this as well, there's always going to be more to do. Always. You're never going to run out of things to do. I can 100% guarantee you that. But it's thinking about, what am I attributing to the work that I do and the value that I bring? And how, if I need that balance, how do I bring more of that balance in? Because it is so important to be able to do your best work. You need to have those breaks. You need to have that downtime, and you have permission to take that time. You have permission to actually do that now. So again, I would love to know what your thoughts are on this idea of guided autonomy. So it's not just about you have all of this autonomy, now just get on with it and do whatever it is that you need to do. And the interesting thing about autonomy is we tend to need different levels of autonomy depending on where we are in our career. So if you're new into a company, if you're new into a role, you need a little bit less autonomy than what you would normally, but are you getting that support that you need? And then this idea of balance, and how much balance do you currently have? And maybe rethinking that word balance, because, and again, this comes from a previous conversation that I've had about this concept of what we call it. And if you call it balance, then you're always coming from a place of imbalance, because most people never reach that elusive state of balance. If you reframe your thinking around that, and if you have to work a few additional hours, let's face it, it's not just a few additional hours, but if that's consistent, then there's something wrong going on. And whether you're choosing that situation or whether the organization needs to bring in additional people to support with that, that's a conversation for another day. But thinking about how you make everything fit together, or how you integrate your life all together, so your work with your life, because work is part of life. So rethinking how we do that. So we're not striving for this sense of balance. We're trying to integrate the both, because they're all part of the same thing. They're all part of our one life. So do let me know what you thought of today's episode. Is there something that you're going to challenge or do differently as a result? I would absolutely love to know. You'll find all of my links on the website happieratwork.ie, and I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn as well. So do look me up there, and all of my links are on the website. So I look forward to hearing from you and what you thought of today's bonus episode. Those of you who've been with us for a while know that we've been partnering with Skilding. And the most recent evolution of this is something I really, really get behind. I really, really love this idea. We are bringing you together a set of curated episodes from the podcast specifically to do with women in leadership. They've been carefully chosen to empower you to become the leader you are supposed to be. But it's different from a normal course that you might take. It's like a mini course. Most courses would give you a content to consume, but by partnering with Skilding, we're giving you the tools to take action. So that's either by yourself or as part of a supportive community, along with me offering advice and encouragement if you want it. You can find out more about this mini course by visiting skilding.com/happier. That's skill, skillding.com/happier.